Huxley is with us to preview the meeting. How are you, Ray?
Very well, thanks, Nadia.
We've got the 10 races today.
Yeah, 10 of them, and much better than the normal Friday format, too. Bendigo today, an excellent meeting. Really, really, some very smart horses resuming today, and I think we'll see them on city tracks before very long.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race number one. This is a maiden over 1,100, and you can take out runners 8 and 13. Number one, Futurist at 7.50. Then we're down to the 7, Full Twist at 9.50. Double Jeopardy's at 4.40. Laconi, a first starter at 5.50. And another debutante, this one for Kieran Maher, Relson, has come up favoured at $2.90.
Yeah, it's come up very short, the first starter. Just unexposed for him. I'm going with number 10, Double Jeopardy. This horse ran second in the Maribyrnong trial. On debut behind Matanati, ran a very good second two, and then was off the scene for about 9 months and resumed at Pakenham the other day, was sent out a $1.50 favourite, led round the turn, but knocked up in the last little bit. Sure to be fitter today, put it on top ahead of the one they put the money on, number 12, Relson, then 1 and 4, 10, 12, 1, 4.
10, 12, 1, 4 the first. The second race is a maiden over 1,100, and he can take out the 6. We've got number 3, Got the Moves, at $3, $5.50 for the 5, St Paul's Bay. We've got Pat's Girl at $8.50, then you're down to Shangra at $4.80.
Number 3, Got the Moves, is resuming. It hasn't raced since February. When it made its debut, it was sent out a $3.10 favourite and was first past the post but lost the race on protest. They finished 6 lengths in front of the third horse. We haven't seen this gelding since. He's a 5-year-old, so obviously he has got a few problems, but what he showed back in February when he was first past the post in that race, he has got very good ability. So keep watching the market here. I think he might be the one to beat. 3 from 5, 12 and 4.
3, 5, 12 and 4. Look, we go over to race 3. This is a 3-year-old filly's maiden. You can take out runners 4, 14, 15 and the 16. We see number 3, Belle Saliva, who was a $4 chance, a debutante. Extreme Bliss is at 4. It's a first starter as well. Along with the early favourite, the 7, Our Crown Mistress, and $3.80. St Gallen is at $5.50. Scratchings are 14, 15 and 16, with the majority of the field stepping out for their first start.
Yeah, a few of them, well, we got quite a bit of trial form. Number 7 is my top pick, Our Crown Mistress. It did win 2 barrier trials back in February. It won a barrier trial at Randwick, and it then followed up a couple of weeks later and won another trial at Wyong. It won them both pretty easily, too. So obviously it does have good ability. Number 3, Belle Saliva, did win a barrier trial on the Pakenham Synthetic the other day. Obviously got plenty of ability. Number 5, won a trial at Traralgon, Extreme Bliss. It was a pretty easy winner too. They're the ones I've marked as the main chances. 7, 3, 5, maybe the next best. Number 11, St Gallen, who's had a couple of trials up in Sydney. Early and is making his debut here, but a very tricky affair. 7, 3, 5 and 11.
7, 3, 5, 11, the third. The fourth, this is over 1,600 metres. It's a maiden, and you can take out runners 2, 7, 8, 10, 11, 13 and also the 14. Number 1, Civil Guard at 3.40. 7.50, Mercury Rocks. 9 for Milwaukee Brave. Skilled Assassin is at 5.50. Under Our Spell is an 8.50 chance. Down to Nothing Like a High at 5.50.
Yeah, race has really been knocked around only into the 9 starters now, and that will really suit the top one, Civil Guard. He had one run back in February, then went out for a spell. He's 3 runs back from the spell. Have been very good, running second at Geelong on the turf track, second at Pakenham on the synthetic, and then beaten an eyelash here last start. The 3 runs this time in have all been over 1,400 metres. The way he's been finishing off, he's going to really enjoy the 1,600 here. I think he's one of the better bets on the program. 1 from 12. Then 4 and 6. 1, 12, 4, 6.
1, 12, 4, 6, the fourth. Race 5 is a 58 over 2,400. The scratchings here are runners 6 and 9. We've got the 1, Varroa, at 4.40. 5 there for Severn Road. Down to Kothu Rotti at 4.40. 7 for Chiron Warrior. Hot Powers at 5.50. Highgate Hill at 7. And Longer Odds the remainder.
Yeah, very open race. I thought Highgate Hill, on an each-way basis, is the way to go here. He had been running over shorter trips. They stepped him up to 1,900 metres and he ran third at Geelong. Battled on pretty strongly there over 1900 and then stepped out to 2400 very quickly. And after being well placed all the way, he held on very well. He was beaten less than a length and a half behind Mapping in a 2400 metre race here. He's sure to be fitter, or she rather, will be fitter for that run under her belt, and I think she's got a good winning chance at a bit of odds. 7 from 1, 3 and 4.
7, 1, 3, 4. Race 6 today is a 58 over 2400, and you can take out runners 8 and 9. Number 1, Our Boy Charlie, is at 240. 7 for Don't Be Shy. You've got Farrow East at 5, 554 Mickey M, and Longer Odds the remainder.
Yeah, Our Boy Charlie gets his chance to break through here. He ran second the other day at Echuca, and I looked at him, I thought, yeah, that was his third run back from a spell, and he was jumping up to 2,100 metres. I just sort of marked him down mentally as you're ready to win now, and G's found a very winnable race here. 58 grade, he's got the 1.5 kilo claim for Liam Reardon, so he gets in okay now with only 60 kilos, so, not exactly only, but with the 60 kilos, he carried 59.5 when he ran second at the Tuca the other day, and he fought on very strongly there. He gets his chance here, I go one on top. Number 6, Mickey M is improving with racing. And then 4 and 2. 1, 6, 4 and 2.
So we go 1, 6, 4 and 2. Well, Ray, the 7th race, this is the first leg of the quaddy today, and you can take out runners 1, 3, 4 and also 10. Number 2, Del Piero at 5, $1.55 for the 5 Natch, and then you're looking at $9 for the 9 Flying Spark.
Yeah, well, I think it's a one out in the first leg, number 5 Natch. He looks the good thing of the day. Only had the 5 runs, this bloke, and it's worth noting that when he resumed from a spell back in September last year, he ran a very good second in a maiden at Mornington over 1,000 metres. He ran on very strongly, and then he came out and won his maiden at Mornington, this time coming from way back on at the 800 metres, and he finished over the top of them. They then followed it up with a second averse strapping at Cranbourne. Gee, that's good form. It's way back in October last year. And then he resumed after an 8-month spell and ran second at Sale the other day. Really finished the race off well. He'll be improved even further from that. He's better than these. He should win. 5 clearly on top from number 2, Del Piero. Hasn't had much luck his last couple of runs. Badly held up 2 starts ago and then didn't handle the heavy last time. He can improve. And then 7 and 9, but he really should win. 5, 2, 7, 9.
5, 2, 7 and 9. The 8th race is a 64-1300. Take out runners 6, 13, 14 and 15. We've got number 1, Dealmaster at 5, 6.54, Do Sumpant, 8.50 for Shockaholic, 6 there for Bosconi. Then you're down to Flashboy at 9.50 and Padraig, who is a $4 chance.
Yeah, Padraig is the big watch here. Early in his career as a 2-year-old, he showed very good promise. He won a race at Trentham at his second start in the race, really zoomed home in that race and over 1,200 metres and won like a good horse. Then ran in a listed race at Ellerslie, the Karaka Million, and then came over to Melbourne where he was taken up to Warwick Farm where he led them up in a race there and battled on well to run third. And then pulled up a bit rough at his last start and was turned out for a spell. He hasn't had a trial this time in that I could find, but he's obviously quite a promising type. And the query is he hasn't raced for 97 days, but gee, if there's any money for him, I think he might be the one to beat. Dealmaster's in very good form, number 1. The 2-kilo claim, a big help. And then 7 and 4. 12 from 1, 7 and 4.
So 12, 1, 7 and 4. Now race 9. This is over 1600. You can take out the 9. Number 1, Galaxy Raider at 230. Von Classic Hero is at 850. $10 for Presentia. And then you're down to 2 down the bottom. 11, Embrace the Date at 5. And Groovin at $5.
Galaxy Raider, he's been a very, very costly horse for punters throughout his career. He's got the ability to win this. You know that if you have a look at Galaxy Raider in a benchmark 70, you'd say, gee, he should win. And with a bit of luck, he really should. But I'm a bit sick of Galaxy Raider. I've backed him up too many times to come in and take short odds about him here. But the more you look at the race, if he stays out of trouble this time, he'll be winning. So clearly on top, but I don't know whether I really want to take the short odds. I put in 12 and 11 as the main dangers, and then number 3. One from 12, 11 and 3.
One from 12, 11 and 3, and then over 2, race 10, the last over 1,400. You can take out runners 4, 11, 15 and also number 16. And we've got number 2 written attraction at 6.50. Kadabra's at 9, 4.20 for Wangala. And then you're down to Sognani at 6, 6.50 for Korea. And you're looking at La Bombo Rose, who's at 8.50, the next pick.
Yeah, I think Wangala, I think this mare is the best horse in the race. It did win its maiden at Ballarat when it was second up, and it won by 5.5 lengths. Its first up run, it ran a very good second at Pakenham. It is resuming today. It hasn't raced since April, but its fresh form last time in was very, very good. And Market a good guide, but if she's forward, she might be better than these, I feel. Number 6. I put in number 10 for second, Sognani, who ran very well last time and is not far off a win. Number 2, Written Attraction, has been winning well in easier company, but he knows how to find the post. And put her in for third, and then down to number 12, Career, who only just fell in last time, but probably got more improvement in it. 6 from 10, 2 and 12.
6 from 10, 2 and 12 in race number 10. Ray, what's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
Well, the best, I know it's short, but should win. Race 7, number 5, Natch. The value bet, race 5, number 7, Highgate Hill. My play of the day is race 4, number 1, All Up, race 7, number 5. And for the quadrilla, I think the first leg we can take 5, 1 out. The second leg, 1, 4, 7 and 12. The third leg, you can please yourself. Take 1-1 out, or take 1-3, 11 and 12. And the last leg, we'll put in 2-6, 10 and 12.
Good on you, Ray. Good punting.
Thanks, mate.
There's Ray Huxley with his look at the meeting today from Bendigo.